Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of life is he that cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. O beloved, it's so good to taste and see that the Lord is good. How wonderful to know the truth, because the truth, beloved, sets us free from the bondage, the control, and the dominion of sin. Jesus Christ, John 14:6, is the truth. When you know Jesus, beloved, you know truth. And he begins to illuminate our understanding. He gives us the Holy Spirit of God, a gift from God Almighty, the precious Holy Spirit, who moves into our spirit. He becomes our partner in life. He indwells and empowers us. He enables us to walk in truth and righteousness and holiness. He opens up the word of truth to us, the Bible, and enables us to grow in the knowledge of the truth. And remember, as we study the word of God, we grow by the simple truths of God's word first, because when we're born again, we're babes in Christ. And it takes a simple diet to help us to grow. And that's why getting into the Word of God, reading it, studying it, looking to the Holy Spirit to open up your understanding will help you in gaining wisdom and knowledge and discernment of truth and growing in the knowledge of the truth. Well, we're considering the gifts of the Spirit. The precious Holy Spirit gives gifts to every child of God, spiritual gifts. And learning what those gifts are and learning to utilize those gifts will enrich your life and make your life more useful and more meaningful and more fulfilling. And so we're just briefly looking at these different spiritual gifts. And right now we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. We're talking about wisdom. We've already discussed how that Psalm 111:10 says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom, learning to reverence, honor, respect, and obey the Lord God. We've talked about the two different kinds of wisdom, earthly wisdom and the wisdom of God, as James chapter 3, verse 13 through 18 points out. And we've talked about the various spiritual gifts and how that the latter part of chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians tells us to covet earnestly the best gifts. That is, these best gifts that the Holy Spirit gives are available to those who really desire to grow in different aspects of their work and service for the Lord God. And the Lord has told us to be a wise man. In Matthew 7:24-27, he says, the wise man builds his house on the rock. And, of course, the rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. The wise man will build his house on that sure foundation, but the foolish man builds his house on the sand, that is, on the things of this world, living for the things of this world that will pass away, and when the storms of life come, his house falls, because it's founded on the sand. It does not have a good foundation. And one of the things we learn from the wisdom that we receive from God is that Christ is the wisdom of God. And knowing the Lord Jesus Christ opens up wisdom to us and gives us a certain degree of wisdom just by knowing the Lord. Do you realize that as a child of God, you know many things that unbelievers do not know? You know what the Word of God tells us concerning a place in heaven that we'll spend eternity. You know about the reality of hell, which the Word of God describes and explains. These are various truths that we learn from the Word of God and from believing in the Lord Jesus and having the Holy Spirit indwell and empower our life and witness to us that we are children of God. So many things that the child of God already knows that the unbeliever has no idea about. And this is the wisdom of God that's given to us, and the knowledge of God. And then we remember that the book of Proverbs is a book filled with wisdom. Wisdom, practical guidance and instruction. And that's why, again, I'd encourage you every day to read a chapter of the book of Proverbs for whatever day that it is. If it's day 1, then read chapter 1. If it's day 5, read chapter 5. If it's the 20th, then read chapter 20. The day that you're living in, read some words of wisdom for that day and allow the truth to center and to settle down into your spirit. Now, there are many blessings that come from wisdom. As we've already noticed in Proverbs 1:33, there's some beautiful truth revealed right there in that one proverb that's given by wisdom. Wisdom speaking says, "But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely." Oh, beloved, to have a secure, safe dwelling place. That is for our spirit, our real being. When we receive Christ as Savior, He gives us the wisdom of knowing where we're going to spend eternity and having a safe dwelling place with the Lord. He takes the sting out of death. The Bible tells us to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The Apostle Paul had a beautiful experience that 2 Corinthians chapter 12 explains. Although it didn't appear to be beautiful at the time, he was stoned and left at the side of the road for dead. But in that experience, he went into the third heaven. He saw things that man's tongue cannot relate nor share, as 1 Corinthians 12 tells us. And after that, Paul said, "I'd rather depart and be with Christ, which is far better." He saw things that are beyond our comprehension that awaits the child of God after this life is over. And so, beloved, the future. We can dwell securely in knowing what is ahead, that when death comes, it's just a moving day out of the body into the presence of the Lord. And what's dying is just the body. We have eternal life. We shall never die. And so wisdom gives that secure dwelling place. It helps us to be secure in where we're going to live for all eternity. And it gives us a confident trust in the Lord. Notice, "Unto me, whoso hearkeneth unto me, wisdom shall dwell safely and shall be quiet." Quiet. From fear of evil. It gives us a confident trust, beloved, that we do not have to be anxious and disturbed about the principalities, powers of darkness, forces of evil, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly, Satan and all of his demons, as we're told in Ephesians chapter 5 and 6. This spiritual warfare that we're in, we can rest confidently and quietly in the Lord. We can know that He's in control, even though Satan hurls his fiery darts at us, and when he attacks us and seems like all hell is breaking loose on us, we can be confident in our trust in the Lord, knowing that our life is in His hand, and He's in control, as Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Here's a wonderful proverb that says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways recognize the Lord, acknowledge Him, and He'll guide your steps. He'll direct your path. He'll make your path straight. trust in the Lord, beloved. And so we can have a confident trust, and then wisdom gives us that confident trust. And also, we can be quiet and calm in the midst of storms. We can know that the Lord is in control, and we can rest in Him. You remember when the disciples were with the Lord in the boat, and they were crossing the Sea of Galilee, and a quick storm came upon them, and it looked like they were going to sink, and the Lord wasn't troubled. He's Almighty God. He was asleep in the ship. His body was tired and weary from all that he had been doing. And so he was asleep in the midst of that terrible storm. But the disciples, they were worried. They were anxious. And they went to the Lord and they woke him up. And he said, Master, do you not care that we're about to sink? And the Lord said, O ye of little faith. O beloved, our faith is strengthened through these storms that come into our lives as we see the power of God at work. He stood and said, Peace, be still, and the storm was quiet. Oh, beloved, when you have the Master on board, don't worry about the storms. Don't let them get you upset. Don't let them get you distraught and disturbed, because He's Master of it all. He's Lord of it all, and whatever storm, whatever trial, whatever difficulty you're going through right now, be resting in the Lord. Tell the Lord you're going to cast your care upon Him because He cares for you. You're going to turn this problem over to Him. You're going to let Him handle it. Beloved, He's able to. And then you don't have to be afraid. That verse says, shall be quiet from fear of evil. Oh, beloved, quiet from fear of evil. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be anxious about the attacks and the assaults of Satan. Yes, he may use people to attack us. He may use people to threaten us. But, beloved, it's the devil that's behind it. It's not that individual. And so we can trust in the Lord and fear Him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Fear Almighty God and not man who's able to, yes, able to kill the body, but that's all right. Because when the body dies, we're escaping into the presence of the Lord, which is far, far better. Till next time, goodbye.